I want to remind you that this is not an ordinary service. I stand in my office as a servant of God to declare to you that this is an anointing service. And something unbelievable will happen by through the agency of the God that makes things happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to take your Bibles and turn to the Psalms, Psalm 135. I'm going to be reading verses 5 and 6. And you know that it is the tradition of Grace Assembly to stand for the reading of God's word. Psalm 135, verses 6 to 7. I would like you to read with me at the count of three. 1, 2, 3, go. For I know that the Lord is great, and our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in the heaven and in the earth, in the seas and in all deep places. I want you to hear me good this morning, because this is a voice that resonates from heaven saying, for I know that the Lord is great. Do you have any doubt? And our Lord is above all the other gods with a small g. Whatever the Lord of all lords pleases, that is what he does by making it happen. In the heaven, he makes it happen. In the earth, he makes it happen. In the seas, he makes it happen. And in all the deep places. Hallelujah. The Message Bible in verse 6 says, the Lord our God whom we worship, he does just as he pleases. However, come on now, wherever, whenever. I'm going to allow you to join into this blessing. The Lord God Almighty does just as he pleases.
However, wherever,
whenever. Now to this God be glory and honor and power and majesty from everlasting to everlasting in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Bring up my slide as I have the responsibility from God to reintroduce him to you, because a lot of us seem to have forgotten that the God that we serve is the God that makes things happen. The Bible says he does just as he pleases, however, whenever, wherever. Psalm 77 verse 14 is up there on the screen. The Message Bible says, you are the God who makes things happen. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
I'm waiting for the kind of amen that heaven will hear. You are the only God that makes things happen. You showed everyone what you can do this morning. I am asking God to show the enemies of our progress what he can do with our lives.
Amen.
The God who makes things happen. In the past, you showed them what you can do. In the present, because you are the same yesterday, today, and forever, may the Lord show them what he can do with our struggle, with our pain, with our needs. May the Lord show them what he can do. I can't hear an amen. Unto the only God who doesn't struggle to make things happen. The world that we see and the galaxies that stretch out like a curtain, he spoke by the word of his mouth. The one that never rises up from his throne to fight a battle. The Bible says the sword in his mouth is the word. The God that spoke everything into being. But the only time he got involved was when he formed man. The work of his hand. The only thing that needed the involvement of Jehovah was the forming of you. It is this God that we call upon today that needs no assistance from anybody. When he reformed the earth, he did not call for angelic assistance. From today, Jehovah, show everyone what you can do in our lives. Starting from today, our Father in heaven, show everyone what you are going to do about our struggles. Show them how you can deal with our enemies. Show them how you can deliver us to the uttermost. Show them how you can easily make great things to happen for us. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. To me, you are the only God that makes things happen easily. And I know that whatever you need, whatever you're going through, nothing is too difficult for the Lord. As we go into the word, may all the powers of heaven be released to prove once again that he's the God who makes things happen. And you and I say, blessed is the name of the Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Help me celebrate this King, the one who easily makes any and everything, however, whenever, wherever, to happen. Amen. Amen. Look up on the screen. You see this God. That's you, that little plant, struggling to survive. And he just squeezes the clouds just to bring water into your dry situation. It means if the earth refused to give you water, God will squeeze the clouds. Help me celebrate this King. I know God sent me here because of somebody here today. Because God is getting ready to make something incredible happen in the life of someone here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please be seated. I need to get to the prayer part. The theme of this meeting, this anointing service, is God who makes things happen. You know, a lot of us, we are so into working things so that they work. Hello, somebody. Have you heard that one before? Work it if you want it to work. That's one level. But how many of us have worked it and worked it and worked it? It's still not working. There is a God factor. When you start to work, somebody unseen will make it to work out. Oh, you're not hearing me this morning. It is one thing for you to work something and it works. But there's a difference between something working and something working out. When God works something, it will work out. The God that makes things happen. The word happen is the word you must focus on this morning. If you miss that word, you miss God. God this morning is talking about his ability to make things happen. In the beginning, the earth was without form. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And it was a complete mess. And God just spoke and things began to happen. Many of us are committing sacrilege because we are always trying to make things happen. When we have God, our Father, who can make things to happen. We are not called to a life of sweat and toil. The curse was on Adam, but curse is the one that hangs on the cross. So Jesus came and took the curse away so that we shall be the children of grace. And grace signifies ease. The Bible says, by grace you are saved. It's not of works. You didn't work it for it to work out for you to get to heaven. It was a gift. May the best things in life show up as a gift to us. I know you work. I know you're good. I know you have connections. But listen, if whatever Whatever life gives you, life can take away. Whatever you work can fail tomorrow. But it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added. Also, whatever the Lord doeth is forevermore. I know there are people here, it was happening, but today it's not happening anymore. There's something about the things you make happen, you cannot guarantee that they remain happening. But whatever the Lord does, Alpha, beginning, hallelujah. The word happen, somebody say happen. Say happen. Say it again, happen. To happen is for something to come to pass. May our dreams come to pass. To happen is for something to finally occur inexplicably. To happen is for something to come true at last. Someone say at last. It means that in the process of time, eventually it comes together, because all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. It means that though it may tarry, wait for it, it shall come true at last. To happen is for something to materialize. Malezeke. To materialize means it just comes together. How many of you have seen Iron Man, the movie? Iron Man stands like this. Pa! The armor for the arm comes. Bam! The one for the head. It just comes together. And oh, the moment he can call that armor, forget it. The battle is won. It materializes from wherever it was hiding. Oh, I feel like saying a prayer. Wherever that thing is hiding, wherever it is locked down, wherever it is buried, may God who makes things happen cause it to materialize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you have seen sci-fi movies? A man stands and he's in trouble, and somehow by teleportation they send help to him, and all of a sudden you see things pixeling together and it comes together, and all of a sudden the fence shows up. It just materializes. Can I tell you something? God is still in the business of causing the immaterial to produce the material. The one that calls those things as though they be not. The one that calls, Bible says he brings the wind out of his treasury. Shh. The Bible says that nobody knows where the wind comes from. But the same Bible says he takes the wind, shh, out of his treasury. Whatever you need, kushorofolua. Nothing is hidden to him. Listen, if somebody buried your marriage, if somebody buried your progress somewhere, as I pray, the God that makes things happen will cause that which was long buried and forgotten to materialize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible calls him the one that gives life to the things that were dead. When Lazarus, his friend, was dead, they said, don't even go there. He's dead, he's buried, he's smelly, he's stinking. Forget it. The Bible says, Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead, he came, all tied, all bound, but still coming out. I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus, because I know that some of you don't know that somebody took your socks, somebody took your shoes and buried them so you cannot find your way to the palace. Whatever was buried will materialize this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus. The God that makes things happen will make it happen in the name of the Lord Jesus. To happen is for something to become a reality. Somebody say reality. Can I tell you something? Prayer is good. Declaration is good. But anything you keep praying about, declaring, writing on your board, putting as your DP, and so on, it is still not a reality. There is a God that goes to your prayer list and causes it to jump out of that book and becomes your reality. May that God be our God this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, some people look at what you're praying about and they say, you are not realistic. You know, some people hear the kind of thing you're discussing with the pastor and they say you are being unreal. At 46, you think you can still get married this year? You'll be lucky if you ever got a child to adopt. But I have been in a situation where a 46-year-old woman at the beginning of the year, at the end of February, did not even have a boyfriend, did not even have a date, and God told me to pray for her and declare that this year you will get married. And on November 23rd of that year, last year, she got married. Because there is a God that makes things happen. Listen, you don't seem to know him. That's why you're still sitting down the way you're sitting down. That's why you're not shouting. But by the time I'm through declaring and introducing my father to you, by the things he's going to do for you, you're going to lose your mind. You're going to jump the place. You're going to shout. Because God will bring something out of your prayer list and make it your reality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm talking about things that they said we were unrealistic to expect. It is going to come from unrealistic into your reality. If you're that person, can you shout amen? You're not even sounding like you need God to do it. Shout amen 3 times. Amen, amen, and amen. To become my reality. I know you have a dream. I know you have a situation. You're thinking, if only this situation will change, my life will not be the same again. Listen, I want to tell you, there is a God and this is his altar. And there is a God that sent me to you to tell you that even if your child is usually the last in the class, God can take the last to make him to become the first. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding. There's a sister here. You don't even have a date. The best of the princess. Gonna walk past a fine girl. Walk past the one that looks like a princess. Walk past the one that has pedigree. And gonna look at you and say, baby, you are the one I want. May the God of Ruth, who makes things happen for her, make it happen for you in the name of the Lord Jesus. You know what? I know a lot of people have looked at me at my age and say, you're being unreal. You need to settle down. At your age, you should be whining now. But baby, let me tell you something. You ain't seen nothing yet. Because if Moses started at 80, there is something that is about to let loose in my life. And I pray for you. You have not even seen the beginning of your best days. God is going to bring something beyond your wildest expectation and bring it out from there, and it is going to become your reality. You better shout amen. You know, I'm tired of trying to persuade people about my dream. Can I tell you something? You can argue against my dream, but you cannot argue against reality. Whatever you have in your mind today that you are prayed about, that you're working on, I want to pray for you that the God that makes things happen is going to step into your situation, going to call forth those things to materialize and bring it out from unrealistic and become your reality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are tired of begging people to help you, if you're tired of counting things that you don't have to be able to do what you want to do, you need to cry to the Lord today and say, Lord, I will not trust in my own strength. Lord, I don't have everything together, but all I have is you, and you are God that is more than enough, the God that makes things happen. Let it happen for me too in the name of the Lord Jesus. If you're that person, say, God, let it happen for me too in the name of the Lord Jesus. You got to say amen to your own prayer. Psalm 103 verse 19. I read from the New Living Translation. Psalm 103 says, the Lord has made the heavens his throne. Is that so? From there. What did I say? From there. He rules over everything. Whenever, wherever, however. The same God who makes things happen made them take him by the hand and introduce him to his destiny by sending him where Pharaoh was waiting for him. I pray for you, my brother. I don't know why, but God, who makes things happen, it's not too late for you. He's going to cause your enemies to make a mistake that will introduce your destiny. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the same action of treachery will be the same action of blessing. And you will testify to the glory of the God that makes things happen. In the name of the Lord Jesus, blessed be God. Help me bless God, somebody. The God who made the heavens his throne, the Bible says from there he rules over everything with his editor's power. I told you about that, the editor's power. Lord, lift us up where we belong. He just creates what you want and paste it into your life. Somebody say suddenly. How many of us know the meaning of suddenly? Without introduction, without preparation, without chronology, without sequencing, God just jumps all the protocols. Somebody lift up your right hand. The God that makes things happen, he will disregard protocol. He will walk away from sequencing. Chronology will not be an issue. Because you have waited this long, the Lord will jump the queue and answer you and import what you need and cause it to materialize into your situation as an act of God. I said as an act of God. I said as an act of God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you understand insurance? Do you know in insurance there's something you cannot insure against? The act of God. The best of men. Insurance is a backup. They said with God, there's no backup. Act of God. I said when God is going to copy and paste into your life what you need, it will be an act of God. It means nothing can stand in the way. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sit down. I want to get somewhere with this. You know why? Somebody's saying, but why are you talking like this? It just sounds too good to be true. But the Bible says God delights in the prosperity of his servants. Is that in your Bible? I said, is that in your Bible? Okay, the question is, are you a servant of God? If you're not a servant of God, this sermon is not for you. This anointing may flower. Are you a servant of God? Are you serving God? I want to say to you that God, I stand on the foundation of the truth that if God delights in the prosperity of a servant, God has to make that thing come to pass. He has to cause it to happen. Hello. The word delight is stronger than the word likes. Hello, somebody. If you were married to somebody, would you like the person to say, I like you, or you are my delight? Which one would you rather? Okay, so when the Bible says God delights, he delights in the prosperity of the. You see, if you look at the servants of God and you're unhappy that they're prospering, because God delights. He loves it. Corrected, do you know what? God wants to see you. Big time. You see, don't trust these people. They didn't say amen because I mentioned your name. Okay, God wants to see all of us. Big time. Can you look at yourself? Touch yourself. Say, God delights for me to prosper. Say, big time. You didn't say big time. Say, big time. Say that you, God delights for me to prosper. Big time. Now, if God delights to see you prosper big time, why would he not make it happen? If I delight to see my wife dress well, does anybody need to preach a sermon to me to make it happen? No. Whatever you delight in, you make it happen. What God is saying is, tell them I'm about to make it happen. Again, apart from God delighting in the prosperity of his servant, the Bible says it is the good pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom. You didn't know that. It says, fear not, little flocks. It is the good pleasure. Is there a difference between pleasure and good pleasure? Somebody who understands some grammar here. Is there a difference between pleasure and good pleasure? What's the difference? It is enough for the Lord to have pleasure to give me something. By this time he says he has good pleasure, it means the only thing that can stand between me and that thing is my mentality. And I'm trying to dislodge that mentality of settling and accepting the situation that life has thrown you into. It is the good pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom, the best of the kingdom, the blessings of the kingdom, the riches of the kingdom. And his kingdom, can I tell you something? His kingdom is not poor. Oh, you didn't know that. His kingdom is not poor. Bible says the kingdom is advancing violently. God takes whatever he wants to take. Benny, he does not ask anybody permission. That's why if he needs somebody in heaven, he doesn't ask your permission. He takes the person. This kingdom is not poor, and this kingdom advances with power and violence if need be. So whatever God wants to give you, if he has to snatch it from somebody, if he has to uproot some walls, come on now, he's going to do it. So God delights in the prosperity of his servants, and it is the good pleasure of the Father to give you the kingdom. So God will make good things to begin to happen for you as well in Jesus' name. I want to declare that from today, your blessings will surface. Another word for happen is to surface. I said from today, your blessings will surface. Amen. And your long-awaited breakthrough will show up. Amen. Long-awaited breakthrough. Your breakthrough may be your helper. Nobody makes it on their own. It's not true. You always have a helper. Even Bill Gates did not build Microsoft alone. He had some key boys. And thank God they're all billionaires. Your long awaited breakthrough, by my prayer according to the word of the Lord this morning, will show up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever was delaying it, I bind in the name of the Lord Jesus. Whatever was holding it, I scatter in the name of the Lord Jesus. Your long-awaited breakthrough will show up soon in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And if nothing has been happening, somebody say happening. If nothing has been happening for you for some time, I know you're here. And the tough thing about when things are not happening is you start to try to fabricate the fake. You try to paint a caricature because you don't have the original. I know you're here. If nothing has been happening for you, because you're here this morning, you will experience the God that makes things happen. Yeah. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If some things that ought to be happening, come on now, have not been happening. So that if somebody says to you, you know the way we greet each other, what's happening, bro? What's happening, bro? The best you will say is not much. I come with the word of the Lord. The God that makes things happen will take much and multiply it. So that when you answer that question, you will say, ah, what's happening, bro? Are you blind? Can you not see? The doing of the Lord is marvelous all over me. Grand fool. I said, grand or fool with blessings in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What kind of question is that? Hallelujah. I want to pray for you. What if it used to happen but it's not happening anymore. Who knows what I'm talking about? Money used to happen when you were 30s. Now you're in your late 40s. It's not happening anymore. Maybe love used to happen. He used to take you out. Maybe he even used to sing. Maybe he used to play the piano. But now, even the house girl gets more attention than you. Maybe it used to happen, your boss used to like you, but now he cannot stand the sight of you. You know what I'm talking about. And everybody's looking away from me because I think most people fall into that category one way or the other. If it used to happen, but it's not happening anymore, the God that makes things to start happening again, He will be your God in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the used to happen is more painful than it never happened. Let me leave that one. Another thing is when your mates have gone ahead of you, and I preach it several times, and they bump into you, maybe at a restaurant. How are you doing? So what are you doing these days? The guy came in a new Range Rover. You see his shoes speaking in tongues. His wrist on bling. And he's asking you, how now? What's going on these days? What are you doing? Actually, the moment, the only answer you can think of is actually, or you say, you see, it means you need the God that makes things happen. If you're here, you need God, the God that makes things happen. Jump on your feet and shout, Lord, make it happen for me too, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I want you to say, Lord, make things happen for me too. Make good things to begin to happen for me too. It's a big prayer. And God is answering that prayer. What about things that you used to have that have now dematerialized? Maybe you used to have a car. You don't have a car anymore. Maybe you used to have your own apartment. Now you're sharing with somebody. Maybe you used to be married. Now your ring is a reminder that you used to be married. The God that makes things happen will cause the things that dematerialize to rematerialize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it is His good pleasure to give you the kingdom. If things have been dull, somebody say dull. Do you know what it means? Marriage. How are you doing in marriage? We're still married. You know what that means? We're still married. What does that mean? So. When I say how's business, they say business is kind of dull. How about the education of your children? We're believing God. And then Christians say it is well. May it truly be well in Jesus' name. There was a wedding in Cana of Galilee. Things became dull because there was no wine. The Bible says wine makes the heart merry. Baby, can I ask you, are there not some things that will make you happier? Let me move to some people who are more realistic. Are there not some things that if you had them, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Huh? May God cause to materialize into our lives the things that will make life sweet and jollof in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The days of things being dull, may the Lord put an end to it in the name of the Lord Jesus. At that wedding, God took ordinary water and made it to become extraordinary wine. Water that they had. Wine that they needed. Lift up your right hand. whatever you have, God will use to produce the miracle that you need. He will take your ordinary and produce the extraordinary in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God will not ask you for what you don't have. What you have left, God will use to create what you need in your future. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If things have been dull for you, today something will begin to happen. I said something will begin to happen. The God who makes things happen will begin to rearrange things in your life, to cause your ordinary life to become an extraordinary success story. I wish somebody has the faith to believe this word and shout amen.